It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, October 12th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. In this line of work, we see a long parade of online scams and digitally enabled frauds, but this one froze me at the keyboard. Software that, for all intents and purposes, threatens to shoot your computer if you don't pay. The bad guys infect your system and hold it for ransom by locking up your hard drive with encryption. Will Aremus has been following this for Slate Magazine.
This is a legitimately terrifying new form of malware. If you download the wrong file, and that can happen either by visiting the wrong website, clicking a link in an email, and a message will pop up telling you that all of your files have been locked, and the only way to get them back is to pay up.
Has anyone actually paid up and then gotten their stuff unlocked?
All of the professionals in the data security industry tell you, do not pay. The assumption is that once you paid up, then they would just try to squeeze you out of more money. But there is at least one report anecdotally out of Australia where somebody paid up and said that they did in fact have the files unlocked.
So there's an implied threat that you've done something wrong. Isn't that how this works?
A window pops up on your browser that makes it look like the FBI is telling you that your files have been locked because you've done something wrong. Downloaded illegal MP3s or movies, and that's why you're locked out and you have to pay up or you could face criminal charges.
The story just keeps getting worse and worse. You just finally persuaded me to back up the data.
You got to back up your files because if this happens to you, if you download this malware, there is a chance that you will never see them again unless you have a backup and can reload from that backup drive.
It's pretty insane. We don't even know who these folks are doing this ransomware.
No, you don't know exactly who they are. A lot of today's more innovative schemes are coming out of criminal cyber gangs in Russia and Eastern Europe, but you never know. And a lot of times the hackers themselves don't know who the other people are who are orchestrating these types of schemes.
That's Slate's tech blogger, Will Aremus. How much would you pay for one of those Kindle-style e-readers? The new Texter Beagle is small with a 5-inch display and only holds a few books at a time. The cost, €10 or $13. Buy them by the bag. But why did the man just say euros? Because for now, the Beagle will only be available in Europe. A victory this week for libraries that want to scan books and post them online. A federal judge ruled the scanning is not copyright infringement, but instead fair use. This could help Google in its fight to keep scanning in books.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, working to destroy lung cancer tumors at the molecular level. More information available at VanderbiltHealth.com, the promise of discovery.
And before we go, physicists think they've hit on a way to figure out whether or not we live in a giant computer program.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The Matrix. The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us.
Now scientists have developed a test to check if the universe is really some massive computer-style simulation like the movie. To get a handle on the strategy, think 3D video games. Designers build into games the laws of physics. When, for instance, a character drops a grenade, there's simulated gravity, so the grenade falls to the ground. In games and other simulations, the rules of the universe are simplified, as if sketched with a thick magic marker that can't render fine detail. If physicists were able to spot a similar chunkiness in properties of the real universe, then it could be that it's all really a giant computer simulation. If you want to hurt your head even more, we'll post links at marketplacetech.org to the original journal article, plus an explanatory blog in Technology Review. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.